A sight that's becoming all too common in the occupied West Bank. Hundreds of mourners gather for the funerals of two Palestinians. One of them was shot in the chest several times during confrontations with Israeli forces on Monday after they entered the village of Kfar Dan and demolished two homes. The houses belong to the families of two Palestinian men who were killed in September while carrying out an attack at a checkpoint. An Israeli soldier was killed. The Palestinian Health Ministry says several Palestinians were injured in the latest crossfire. The Israeli military says its troops came under heavy fire and fought back.
They made two families homeless. They are vengeful. It's collective punishment. If they could, they would demolish the entire area.
Israel has long implemented a policy of demolishing the houses of Palestinians accused of killing Israelis. This could also include the homes of their families or relatives. The United Nations reports that Israel has forced more than 1,000 Palestinians out of their homes in the occupied West Bank, and that was just last year. But since 2009, it's demolished more than 9,000 homes and buildings, including those provided by humanitarian assistance. Israel says it does this to deter Palestinians from launching attacks. But human rights organizations says it amounts to collective punishment and it's the families and relatives who end up being targeted.
So we might see the ICC, for example, looking into cases of forcible transfer or the destruction of properties as war crimes and crimes against humanity. But of course, with the culture of impunity that we witness with regards to Israel and this entrenched failure of the international community to hold Israel to an account, has allowed Israel and to continue with these crimes and these violations.
Elsewhere in the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces made several arrests with a focus on Bethlehem, Nablus and Hebron. Palestinian media say the detainees were taken to jail on charges of resisting the occupation. There are now concerns with Israel's new ultra-right wing government that more Palestinians might be at risk of death or even displacement. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Negev.